The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen. Amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sends me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who will hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of the life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most famous American authors of the 18th century, Henry David Thoreau, in his line from the book Walden, probably says one of the most famous lines. When you hear it, you're like, "Ah, I heard that before." He famously said that most men live lives of quiet desperation. Most men live lives of quiet desperation. What he meant by that, and how more true it is in our own day, and he was writing in the 18th century, I mean, how much more true is that now of modern man? The idea that most people have no direction in their lives. They simply do the routine. They get up in the morning, go to work, they have routines, they go to bed, and in a sense, they have no deeper meaning than the mere day-to-day living. The readings today point to how we can get out of this rut, this routine. The first reading from Isaiah, as you recall, if you were at my masses over the weekend, how in the many of the wounds that we all carry, there's always a lie attached to the wounds that we have. Again, if we really took time and we enter into silence and we truly looked at ourselves in all honesty and brutality and honest integrity, we see that we live out of these lies. And one of the most popular of these lies, Isaiah now speaks to. First lie, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Okay, we all know that lie. And how does the Lord respond to that lie? He responds with the truth. Can a mother forget her infant and be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. See, most people do not understand the intensity of God's love for them. Oh, they do not. Again, hear that from a priest who has been in that confessional for over a decade. Most people do not understand the singular, powerful, fiery love of the Father for them, even with their sins and mistakes. That is why today in the gospel reading, oh, our Lord Jesus, they wanted to kill him because of the intensity of the love. He said, my Father and I are at work until now, and I am at work. Well, what is the work of our Lord? To save us. And oh, how they hate that. Jesus, you are equal to the Father? We cannot comprehend it. And the Lord goes on his beautiful, eloquent depth of the nature of him and the Holy Trinity. I cannot do anything on my own, but I only do what as I see the Father doing. And the Father loves the Son, and shows him everything that he himself does. We can continue on because our Lord goes on for entire page length in the gospel. In other words, if we want to get out of this rut of which Henry David Thoreau speaks of, this quiet desperation, if we live lives of quiet desperation, the answer to this, remembering who we are, casting aside the lies of our lives, and living the love of the Father, seeking him with passion, all of our strength, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our hearts. Oh, my friends, if you want to break out of the modern monotony and to truly live, pursue the Father through the Son and the power of the Holy Spirit.